The biotech firm Monsanto has given up plans to introduce a new variety of bioengineered wheat. The company has already successfully introduced biotech varieties of cotton, corn, canola, and soybeans. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports, many farmers and food processors see too many risks and too few rewards.
After 6 years of field trials, Monsanto knew that the science behind its biotech wheat was solid. As with its corn and soybeans, Monsanto's biotech wheat would be Roundup ready, that is, resistant to Roundup, the company's popular herbicide, making it easier for farmers to control weeds. The problem was not with the science, but with the customers.
We were unable to identify any of our customers domestically that were willing to take biotech wheat flour at the moment, and certainly that's the message that we heard from overseas buyers as well.
Jim Baer is with the North American Millers Association, one of several industry groups that lobbied Monsanto not to introduce biotech wheat until customers demanded it. In the nearly 10 years since Monsanto introduced Roundup Ready soybeans, some consumers have developed a wariness about biotech products. And Baer says biotech concerns were heightened in this case because it involved products with great nutritional and cultural significance: wheat, flour, and bread.
Bread is probably one of those foods that people have more of an emotional attachment to. It's in our religious ceremonies. It's a part of warm, fuzzy feelings that people have. And I think that was part of the pushback. People just weren't comfortable with the notion of bread with biotech wheat flour in it.
Monsanto says this year it spent less than $5 million on Roundup Ready wheat and that its decision to suspend the program won't affect its earnings for the year. The company says it will stop doing research and field testing of Roundup Ready wheat and focus its biotech efforts instead on developing traits like drought tolerance and disease resistance in corn, cotton, and soybeans. Although wheat growers were largely happy with Monsanto's decision, Darren Kopic says that doesn't mean that they oppose using bioengineering to make improvements to the crop. Kopic of the National Association of Wheat Growers notes that farmers are planting only three-quarters of the spring wheat they were 7 years ago.
Ironically, the acres that have been coming out of wheat have been going into corn and soybeans, who have been using biotechnology to expand their production area and improve their productivity. So we're losing acres to some of the crops that have already adopted biotech, and yet we're not able to adopt it ourselves.
The problem with Roundup Ready wheat is that while it might be a boon to farmers, it offers no benefits to food processors or consumers. Michael Rodemeyer of the Pew Initiative on Food and Biotechnology says Monsanto's setback revolves around how willing consumers are to accept bioengineered products when they have other options.
Even if there's a minimum amount of risk, the perception is that we have plenty of affordable other sources of food, and people are not generally willing to take the risk if there's no particular benefit to them in the marketplace.
That could change, though, if and when Monsanto or other companies develop biotech wheat types with direct benefits to consumers, a variety digestible by people with gluten intolerance, for instance, or even better, one that produces a low-carb bread. Greg Allen, NPR News.